Yeah, and your book is kind of a WikiLeaks in print, and it really quite remarkable. Chapter 45, 9/11 warning. Bin Laden determined to strike, and U.S. Bush was told. Now you've got, Rachel Maddow was asking the other day on TV, why is it that all the Bush, kind of leftovers, recycled Bush administration people are suddenly all over TV, especially on the Sunday network shows, talking about how Bush should get more credit, blah, blah, blah. Bush knew this thing was coming. He might not have known the details of what was happening, but he was certainly warned.
Well, absolutely. In fact, they totally didn't even look at any NSA documents at all. If you get into 9/11 and truly start studying it, there are so many unanswered questions. You know what one of my major questions is that I just learned about?
Sure. No, I don't.
1,400 cars were toasted that day. How does two planes hitting buildings and having them collapse toast cars over on the FDR, where cars were exploding into flames?
I don't know. I mean, there may well be an explanation for that.
It's very much like a microwave oven.
Yeah.
Something was used that day.
Okay.
And it certainly wasn't planes into buildings and fires causing collapses.
Yeah. Well, that document is not in your book.
I just learned down here this winter.
Yeah, but the stuff that is in your book is quite well documented. Here's another one. This is chapter 121, 22, Gulf War illness and our veterans.